Right, so in order to understand this Gemara, like we said last time, we have to be very clear of the brisa that the Gemara mentioned of the Avraham and Zion Amad Aleph. There was a Reisha and a Seifa, and the Reisha itself had two parts, the Reisha of the Reisha and the Seifa of the Reisha. So let's just remind ourselves of the various halachas. The Reisha said that what we were talking about, if somebody is Koseis Chito, if you have Chito. So essentially the Gemara tells us, the bracha is Bayir Pri Hadoma. And if, however, you go and you bake it and you cook it, etc., etc., then it depends. There's a Reisha and there's a Seifa, i.e., if the Prusois are Kayomois, so basically, all intents and purposes, it's bread, so then what's the halacha? So then Amotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. And Birkas Hamazon. If the Prusois are not Kayomois, so the halacha is Boyim Nei Mezoinos and Ala Michya. That's the Reisha. The Sefer says that when it comes to Eiras, however, then the bracha is Boyre Pri Ha'adoma, the same as Chito. But over here, when you cook and bake it, it's irrelevant whether the Prusos are Kayomois or not. It never gets the status of bread. And therefore, the bracha will always be Mezoinos before and Ala Michya afterwards. That's what the Brisa said. Now, the Gemara was re-examining the Sefer of the Brisa. You're telling me that rice, even when made into bread, it does not get the bracha of benching, on the one hand, but it does get the bracha of Mezoinos and Ala Michya on the other. The problem was that we have another Brisa that says that Lebesoif Veloy Klum. That was the problem. Now, we already explained that Veloi Klum obviously can't mean that there's no bracha whatsoever, there's no such thing. So Veloi Klum, Rashi explained, means there's no bracha achas me'ein shalosh, rather it's boiner in the fosher. So therefore that's our steerer, that's what we're trying to work out. On the one hand, the Brisa says that the bracha on Oireis is Boirim Neim Zaynes and Ala Michya, and yet we have another Braisa that says that it's not Ala Michya, it's rather it's Boirim Nefoshes. So that's our contradiction. Is it Ala Michya or is it in fact Boirim Nefoshes? That's the steer. So the Gemara said, fine, it's not a problem. How do we deal with that? We simply say that one opinion is Rabban Gamliel and one opinion is the Rabbanon. And that's how we reconcile the stira, or rather, that's how we explain the contradiction. There's no need to reconcile because one opinion is Rabban Gamliel and one opinion is the Rabbanon. So now, who is Rabban Gamliel and who is the Rabbanon? So the Gemara brought a principle in the name of Rabban Gamliel, a tremendous chiddush. That Shiva Saminim, what's the halacha of Shiva Saminim according to Rabban Gamliel? Full blown benching. Hamoitzi, Shalosh Brachis. You'd make eight, but Shalosh Brachis means it'll be Birkas HaMazon. And the Chachamim say, no, not at all. It'll be Al HaPeiros. The Gemara brought a story. What was the story? The story was with Rabban Gamliel and
Rabbi Akiva.
They were in Yericho. They ate dates. Now dates are certainly one of the Shiva Saminim. Rabban Gamliel, who is of the opinion that which bracha you're supposed to make? Birkas HaMazon. He gave Rashus to Rabbi Akiva to make a bracha. And unfortunately and surprisingly, he didn't bench. He didn't say Birkas HaMazon, he said Ala Michya. And he explained, because I paskan like the Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. Fine. Then, we're still explaining and answering our contradiction, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rabban Gamliel, that if you have Shiva Saminim, which is not Min Dogon, or Min Dogon, a grain, but you didn't make it into bread, so there Rabban Gamliel would hold Shalosh Brachos. This is the second Chiddush now. Rabban Gamliel holds that not only does Shiva Saminim require Shalosh Brachos, but so do Min Dogon, even if you didn't make it into bread. if you did make it into bread, then obviously everybody would hold you say Sholish Brachos, because that's classic lechem. But Rabban Gamliel's chiddush is that even if I did not make it into bread, both Shiva Saminim and Dogon both require Birkas Hamazon, whereas the Chachomim, they say that what? No, Brocha Achas. What does Brocha Achas mean? Ala Mechia. So if you have one of the Shiva Saminim, you say Ala Peris. And if you have a Dogon which you didn't make into bread, you say Ala Mechia. Finally, the Braisa said, in a minute we'll put all the pieces together, that if it is not the Shiva Saminim, and neither is it Pas, or Veloy Min Dogon, for example, bread of Oiriz V'deichin, the Rabban Gamliel says, Ala Michyo, and the Chachomim say, Veloy Klum. Now this is what we were looking for. The Chachomim have told us that what? That when you have something which is neither the Shiva Saminim, nor is it a real grain or bread, then the bracha is Bore Nefoshes. Rabban Gamliel disagrees. So therefore, when we had our braisa, and it said that if you chew Oirez rice, and then you make it into bread, what did the braisa say? Mezoinos and alamichio. The Gemara said, I don't understand. We have another braisa that says veloy klum. Yes, the veloy klum opinion is whose opinion? The Rabbanon. Why do they say loy klum? Because they say, listen, it's not Shiva Saminim, it's not grain, and it's not bread. Can't make bread from Oirez. Therefore, it doesn't get the bracha of Ala Michyo. So who does say it's Ala Michyo? Rabban Gamliel. That's how the Gemara is learning so far. So we have a big machloikas over here. We have a machloikas between Rabban Gamliel on the one hand and the Chachamim on the other hand. When you have no Shiva Saminim and no grain, what is the after bracha? We also have a machlekas when it is grain and when it is Shiva Saminim. Because according to Rabban Gamliel, what's the bracha going to be then?
Benching.
Birkas Hamazon. So we have a double machlekas. But at least with regard to us for the moment, the bracha on Oireis, when baked, etc., etc., according to the Chachamim, the halacha would be Veloy Klum. And according to Rabban Gamliel, it will be Ala Michyo. So far, all is fine and well. Where do the problems begin? The Gemara says, one moment, on the fifth line, B'mai Ukimta K'Rabban Gamliel. You have decided that we're making an Ukimta, we are establishing that who is the author of the Braisa on Amud Aleph that says Ala Michyo on Oireis? It must be Rabban Gamliel. Because if it would be the Rabbanon, the halacha would be Klum, Bore Nefoshes. So it must be Rabban Gamliel. Now remember, which part of the Braisa was that dealing with? It was the Oireis part, which was the Sefer. So the Gemara is now going to prove, not from the Sefer, but rather from the Reisha, at least the Sefer of the Reisha, that it cannot be Rabban Gamliel. Can't be Rabban Gamliel. How do I know? Says the Gemara. B'mayo kimter Gamliel Eima Sefer Deresha. What about the Sefer of the Resha, which says as follows, quote unquote, Im ein hapursois kayomois. This is talking about Chita, by the way, not Oiriz. It says with regard to Chita that what? In ein hapusos kayomois bitchila mevarech oleho boire mine mezoinois ola besoif mevarech oleho brocha achas mi ein sholosh. End of quote. It said there that if you have wheat which you then bake, etc., etc., so if the prusos are kayomois, then what's the halacha? Mezoinois and alamichla. Now, 1 second. What would Rabban Gamliel say in that case?
Well, not cage. It's muzzle.
For sure, because
it's
muzzle.
It's
grain.
It's grain.
It's grain.
It's from the Eretz Yisrael.
So, but for sure, you would make a proper full-blown Birkas HaMozon. Says the Gemara, E Rabban Gamliel, I don't understand. Hashda, now that we've said a koisovois, what's koisovois?
Dates.
Va'ad daisa, what's daisa? Porridge, like we said before, mindogon, even if you didn't make it into bread. What does he hold? Omar Rabbi Gamliel, Gimel Bracha is comma. If Rabbi Gamliel already holds that what? That for the Shivas Aminim or porridge, you would make a full blown Birkas HaMazon. Im Ein, Haprusois, Kayomois, Miboya? So if the Prusos are not Kayomois, what did we say before? That it's Alamichio. One second, what are we talking about? Talking about Chita. Which you baked. If it's Prusos Kayomois, fine, Birkas HaMazon. If it's not Prusos Kayomois, Alamichio. How can that be worse than Shivas Aminim, grain? This is Chito. Chito is grain. And therefore, according to Rabbi Gamliel, what would be the halacha?
Full benching.
Full bench. And doesn't say that. What does it say? So it can't be Rabbi Gamliel talking. Who must it be talking then? It must be the Rabbon, in which case we're in big trouble. So if it's the Rabbonon talking, and yet what does it say in the Sefer with regard to Oirez rice? It says there are Amichio, and then we have the other braisa that says Baron Afoshes. So you wanted to tell me, you know, the first braisa is Rabban Gamliel, but we've just proved it can't be Rabban Gamliel. It must be the Rabbonon, so we have a contradiction in the Rabbonon. Says Rashi. Third wide line. B'mayo kimta, how did you establish lahahu d'le'el? That which we stated above. Tony, it says there ula b'soif bracha achas me'ein shalosh. It says that you would make a bracha of what? Which bracha? Alamichyo. So you said with regard to Eiriz, so you said it must be Kibra Gamliel. Eima sefer d'reisha. So how are you going to understand the Sefer of the Reisha, Dahi Masnisin, in that very Braisa, comma? The Masni, because it's stated over there, Gabe HaKoyseis es HaChito. Now we're going back to Chito. It says, Dahi Reisha Dido. What does that mean, Dahi Reisha Dido? That's the Reisha of that very Braisa that you've decided is Rabban Gamliel. What does it say there? V'ktoni Sefer, if Ein, HaPrusois, Kayomois, etc., 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 the Brocha is merely Alam Michya, I don't understand. Hashta afilu adaisa. Now that you've told me that even on mere porridge, Omar Rabban Gamliel b'masnisin basraisa, it says in this second brace at the top of the page, it says, Oy min dogon v'loy osoy pas, mevorech acharov gimel brochas, quote unquote. What is dogon which you didn't make into bread? I.e., in other words, it is porridge. And yet, what does it say in the name of Rabbi Gamliel that the bracha is Gimel Brachos? Is Ein Haprusos Kayamos. So if you've got a case where you made Chito into bread, but the slices are not Kayamos, Shebetchilosoi Pas Mamish Hoya. In the beginning it was real bread, just afterwards it crumbled. Miboya? Can that be a question? Or Kashi Nimoyach? When eventually, what does Nimoyach mean? When it dissolved. Mi gora mi daisa? Can it possibly be worse than porridge? Remember, what happened to this chita? You baked it into fully blown bread, but then afterwards you cooked it, and what happened? It began to be nimoyach. Nimoyach means it began to dissolve. So what are you going to say? Oh, sorry, it doesn't get benching anymore. How can this mixture, which once upon a time was actually bread, be worse than porridge, which never made it to bread? What is this? This is some sort of a stew which is chito based. Fine, it's not solid anymore, it doesn't look like bread, but it once was bread. So what are you telling me? Yeah, but it's no longer bread, it's only alamichio. Aha. And what about dogon? Grey, which never made it to bread. Well, that's benching? Can't be. It would obviously be, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if there's benching on dogon, there would obviously be benching on this Chita, which in Aprusos Kayomos. So who must it be, says Rashi? Elolav Rabbonon. Domri, they said, Gabadaisa, Brocha Achas, there's only one Brocha. V'hai nami, and so too, mishani moyach, when it crumbles, lav pasi, it's not bread, v'hava kedaisa. Remember, if you look at the second line at the top of the Gemara, what does it say? V'chachamim oimrim. What's the bracha on this dice, on this grain? Bracha achas. Because it's not bread. That's what the Chachamim say. Fine. So therefore, look back into the Gemara now. Elo pshita rabbonon. It must be the rabbonon talking. Yochi kashya the rabbonon ad the rabbonon? Question mark. So in which case? So now, stira in rabbonon. Don't tell me that the braisa on Amud Aleph is Rabban Gamliel. We've just now proved it can't be. So who must it be talking? It must be the Rabbanon talking, but I'm sorry to tell you, if it's the Rabbanon talking, then what? Then how can the Rabbanon on the one hand say that this Oirez is Alamichyo, and yet in the other braisa it says Bori Nefasha is... And don't tell me that the first braisa is Rabban Gamliel, because we've just now proved that it can't be. Says the Gemara, Elo, Lo'oilam Rabbanon. Why is this called Elo? We're changing, because what did we say initially? What are we changing? What do you mean Elo? Elo, we always said, means a change. What are we changing? Which braisa? The first braisa. Because until this stage, what did we say? That who's the author of the braisa?
Rabban
Gamliel. That's how we try to reconcile the braisa. We said the first braisa is Rabban Gamliel, the second one is the Rabbanon. Don't worry about it. But we've just now proved it can't be. It must be the Rabbanon. If it's Rabbanon, it doesn't make sense. Elo, you're right. We're backtracking. Lo'olam Rabbanon. It really is the Rabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon, we're in big trouble. Why are we in big trouble? Because why does it say that on Oirez you make a bracha of Alamichyo? The answer is, it doesn't. We need to edit the braisa. L'hoilom Rabbanon v'toni. And the real version, Gaba Oirez, is Ula b'soif einoi mevorich olov v'loi klum. Simple as that. So as long as we had the version that was stated that what the bracha is Alamichyo, well then undoubtedly we're in big trouble. Because we've proved it can't be Rabban Gamliel. It must be the Rabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon, why are they telling me it's Alamichyo? And yet in the other braisa it says it's Bori Nefashis. The answer is you're right, it is Rabbanon, that proof is absolute. It says Alamichyo, mistake. If they edit the braisa, and it's supposed to say instead of Alamichyo, it's supposed to say V'loi Klum. And what does it say in the second braisa? V'loi Klum. Wonderful. So Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa, this is, by the way. What's the bracha on Oirez? According to this, the bracha Achreina is Bori Nefashos. Why? Because it's not really a proper grain. Although we make a bracha of Mezoinus on it, but Bori Nefashos is the after bracha, and that is, in fact, Halacha L'maisa. According to Rabbi Gamliel, that would not be the case, but we don't paskin Rabbi Gamliel, we paskin Halacha Chochom. Okay.
We don't now come to a conclusion based on Sfora.
Based on?
Sfora. You have to change, you have to edit the braisa in order to make it work.
Yeah. There's no alternative. We don't go around editing braisas. But if the Gemara says that it's edited, then apparently the Gemara is considering that, yes, we had an erroneous version of the braisa. Now, there is one halacha, it's a little bit of a complicated sugya, but if you put all the pieces together, you will realize that there's one halacha that is not mentioned in this Gemara, and this is what Tosfos deals with. And that is, we've been dealing with chito, with oirez, with doichen, with pas, with dogon, etc., etc., brocha rishena and brocha achreina. So we've established, for example, that when it comes to oirez, brocha rishena, mezoinos. Brocha achreina, bori nefashos. Fine. With regard to chita, when you made it into bread, so we make a distinction between prusas kayamos, ein prusas kayamos, etc., etc. But one moment, let's go all the way back to the beginning. If you have chito, what's the bracha on chito? Bore pri adama. We are not told what the bracha achrina was there. Because the braisa there said, if you have chita, it's adama. And if you bake it, etc., then the bracha rishona is this, and the bracha achrina is that. One second. You missed out a stage. What's the halacha bracha achrina on something you make hadama on? This is a very, very important question. When you make mezainos, the bracha achrina is ala michyo. When you say ha'eitz, the bracha is ala peiros. When you say amitzi lechem in haaretz, it's birkas hamazon. What about boirei pri ha'adama? Maybe we should also have a bracha achas me'ein shalosh, and instead of calling it ala michyo, we'll call it ala ha'adama. Or perhaps not. That is the discussion. Have a look at Tosfos on the Daf. It's not a difficult Tosfos, even though it's a long Tosfos, it's not a complicated Tosfos. Now, just before we see the Tosfos, we have to remind ourselves that this is not the first time that we've bumped into a sugya that discusses chito. Because we actually had a sugya on Amud Aleph, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, that spoke about chito. If you want to turn the page, have a look at the Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. It spoke about kimcha dechiti, towards the top. Kimcha dechiti, if you have flour of chito, and machlaikos, whether it's hadoma, or in other words, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that chito plain is ha'adama. Kimcha dechiti, which was being ground down, was the machlokes. And if you remember, the machlokes was because it was ishtani. It's changed. If it's changed status, does it change brocha? That was the discussion there. So there's one opinion that says no, it remains ha'adama. Reb Nachman says it becomes shahakol. We actually paskin like Rav Nachman, and that was the whole discussion. What's the halacha when a food changes status? So now let's have a look at Tosfos. Hakoseis chito sorich levorich oleho boire pri ha'adama. Shaharei. Because afilu bekimcha underline the chiti. Even the flower of chiti, omrinon le'el, we said above, meaning ilamad vavamad aleph, mevorchin. Oleho Poire Pri Hodomo. What does that mean even? What does Tosfos mean even? What's the afilu mean?
Not only the grain itself, but even
not only the grain itself, but even when it's being converted, and you might consider that maybe a downgrade or a change, whatever you view it, but it's definitely a change. And it still maintains the bracha of Ho'adomo. We'll come to the other view in a second. So certainly when the chito is in its original status, then what's the bracha? Definitely Bar Pri Adomo. Says Tosfos, Uller of Nachman. And even Rav Nachman, who disagreed over there, what did he maintain? Which bracha is it?
Shakoil.
Loi Svir Lehochi. That's true. He doesn't hold that way. He doesn't say it's Adomo, but that's because Mishum De'ishtanu. Only because it changed. But he would also be the first one to admit that what? That when it hasn't changed, what's the bracha?
Adama.
Fine. That is the introduction to Tosfos, period. Now, Umiyu, however, Bela'acharov. When it comes to the bracha afterwards, we were not taught what bracha you make after chito yesh lesapek. There, we could have a doubt. What bracha should we make? Not clear. Im mevorchim ala michyo v'ala kalkola. Would you make a bracha v'ala michyo v'ala kalkola, and how would you conclude it? Umesayim. And you would finish, quote unquote, al ho'adoma v'al pri ho'adoma, end of quote. Just like we say ala michyo v'ala kalkola, or ala peiros v'ala etc., etc. So maybe we would say al ho'adoma v'al pri ho'adoma.
Making a new broch.
That's the question. Is that what we would do? Ala michyo v'ala kalkola always begins with those words, even when it's on fruit. But then the conclusion is different. Ala michyo v'ala kalkola v'ala gefen pri ha'gefen. you're only eating fruit, al ho'etz v'al pri ho'etz. So how would you begin over here? It is interesting, by the way. When we have fruit, how do we begin the bracha? We do not begin with al ha'michiv al ha'kalkolo. Baruch atah Hashem v'kem melech olam al ho'etz v'al pri ho'etz. And then we finish off al ha'peiros. So when Tosfos says that we will be Messiah al ha'adomo v'al pri ha'adomo, what does it mean Messiah? When?
Exactly.
Yeah, but he says al ha'michiv al ha'kalkolo. He says, would you make a bracha al ha'michiv al ha'kalkolo or Messiah al ha'adomo v'al pri ha'adomo? Not sure what it means.
They say Allah is full of priyadam. Allah.
Yeah, I'm not sure for the moment. But either way, so Tosfos has a suffix. Would you make a bracha? In other words, a bracha achas me'ein shalosh. And obviously you wouldn't say ala mechio or ala peiros, you say ala adomo. Why not? Says Tosis, deloy ashkechon. We've never found birkas ala mechio v'ala kalkolo, elo heicha deborich olaihu beresha. Other than in a case where you made a bracha on them in the beginning, koidem o'achila, before the achila, boirei minei mezoinis. Ala michyo always refers to a bracha of mezoinis. Here you're not making mezoinis, you're making
adama,
al ha'adama.
Is this comparable to
eight? Oh, so Rabbi Yosef is saying, one moment, it's true. But one second, there's another case that you say ala michyo, at least ala peiros, and that's on peiros. Why can't you say ala adomo? Okay, Tosfos says we never found it. So let's have a look. Again, deloy ashkechon brocha ala michyo, birkas ala michyo v'ala kalkolo. We've never found it. Eloheicha, other than where, the borech olayhu bereisha, when you make a brocha on them, bereisha meaning in the beginning, koidem wachila, barim nebezemes. V'rabbeinu tam. Now, V'rabbeinu tam higia b'machzer shaleh. Rabbeinu tam had a machzer, which means he had a siddur. We wrote all his halachas. And he edited the following. He initially wrote, al ho'adomo v'al pri ho'adomo. Rabbeinu tam initially had written in his siddur this very bracha that we're debating. Al ho'adomo v'al pri ho'adomo, but v'chozar boy, he retracted. Why? For the reason we've stated before, deloy ashkechon b'shum mokim, we've never found in any place hach brocha, there's brocha. Never found it. Even though it does sound perfectly plausible, makes a lot of sense, we've never found it. Why? D'lakamon, because later on in daf mem dalet omud alef. If you turn to the Gemara, have a look at the Gemara and Daf Mem Dalet. You'll see at the bottom of the page. If you look at the bottom of the page, there's narrow lines, medium lines, and wide lines. So if you look at the end of the medium lines, second last medium line, it says, "My nihu." Bracha achas me'ein sholish. What exactly is the bracha achas me'ein sholish? So he said, aperi de'etz. If it is fruits from the tree, alo etz, val priho etz, val trumas asedo, val ereschem, val tevo, etc., 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 and he keeps on going, al yushalayim ircho, etc., etc., etc. Then on the third wide line, what does it say in the middle? Dechameshes minim, then it'll be ala michyo v'ala kalkola. Etc., 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 v'choisem, etc., etc. So it gives you two examples, either alo eitz or ala michyo, but that's it. It doesn't give you a third example of alo adomas. So come back to our tesis now. V'chazar boy Rabbeinu Tam retracted. Why? D'loy ashkechon b'shum mokim hach bracha. You don't find in any place any mention of this type of bracha. D'la kamon, because later on in daf mem dalad omad aleph, mefarish bracha achas me'en sholosh. We're going to discuss the bracha of achas me'en sholosh, and what does it say over there? V'koma. B'chameishes haminim, category number one, ala oretz v'lamichyo. Va'al zayin haminim, category number two, ala oretz v'lapeiris. But, comma, va'al ho'adomo, va'al pri ho'adomo, loy hizkir. There's absolutely no mention of this new bracha that we're suggesting of and that's the source. If you look in the Gemara, that's where the Gemara discusses the bracha of Achas Me'ein Shalosh, and gives you two possibilities: Al Peiros or Al Amichya, Al Eitz, Al Amichya, or not Al Pri Adomo.
What about Yain?
Oh, Yain is not mentioned for the moment. So either way, says Tosis, I'm sorry, there doesn't seem to be any mention whatsoever of Al Ha'adomo, and therefore we can understand very well why Rabbeinu Tam retracted. Why did he retract? Because his bracha simply doesn't exist. Now, va'oid. Furthermore, I can bring another proof. Not just from the fact that we've never found it, but maybe a slightly stronger proof, and that is that you'll see it's actually meduyuk in our Gemara that there's no such bracha. Why? Because it says in our Gemara, it says al hakoyses esachito. What does it say about koyses esachito? Mvorech boire priho adomo. Fine. And then how does the brisa continue? V'ka'omar behedya. And then it says very clearly that if tochnoi v'ofoi pas, if you made it into bread, what does it say? Prusas kayomois. Add all the way till the end, and it says, im eina prusas kayomois. What's the final line? Betchilam avarech bayrim nemezainois. Ula basoif. Bracha achas me'en sholosh. That means the first time the bracha achas me'en sholosh is mentioned in our braisa is with regard to chito that's been cooked and baked, but not plain chito. Why didn't it say it on the very first line? What was the first line of the braisa? Plain chito is ho'adomo. Next line, if you bake it, then if ein prusas kayomo, it's all of a sudden ala bichyo. One second, why didn't you tell me that in the ratio? Says Tosfos, umid loy ktoni hocha. And seeing as this was not stated, gabakoses hachito, that what? Because it did not say there that mavorech la'acharov brocha achas me'ein sholosh, it didn't make any mention there of the fact that there would be a brocha v'alamichyo, shma mino, what do I hear from there? Gabakoses leka brocha la'acharov me'ein sholosh. It would seem to be. But you know why it wasn't mentioned? Because indeed, that's not the right bracha. So what would be the bracha then? Bor nefashis. Now one moment. So far, we have two proofs that seem to suggest that there is no bracha of me'ein sholosh. What does the word me'ein mean? It's not me'ein with an aleph, which would mean not. Me'ein with an ayin means like. It's one bracha, but it's like three. In what way is it like three?
It's a sort of summary.
Because basically it's a brief summary of all the main points of food and Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, all wrapped up in one bracha. Fine. So we have two proofs for the moment that after chita, you would not make a bracha achas me'ein sholosh. Proof number one, very simply, because the Gemara later on that discusses the various options never proposes this as an option of al adoma val pri adoma. Proof number two is in our braisa that talks specifically about chita, the first place that you find that a brocha achas me'en sholosh is mentioned is only when you baked it and cooked it, etc., etc., etc.
How's that a proof?
Because why didn't you say that in the Risha? Come to the very first line. Hakoyis is sachi to make bari pri adama. Why didn't you say? And you finish off with, remember, the default position of any brocha achreina is bari nefashis. That's the default. Unless told otherwise. Why? Because Baruch Nefashos is the generic bracha. Baruch Nefashos, Rabbis, Vechastronim, like we said before, called Masha Barasa, everything. So it's the one bracha that basically fits all. So unless I'm told specifically otherwise, the assumption is Baruch Nefashos. And here it's absolutely blatant because Bracha Achas Me'ein Sholosh is mentioned in this very braisa, and yet not with regard to this line. Mm-hmm. Only in the Sefer, it talks about when you bake bread. Now, says Tosfos, one moment, there seems to be a counterproof. Why? V'ho deka'oma, that which was said, that kol shuhu min dogon v'lo yosopas. Remember we saw, and that's how we had to see the Gemara on our base before we saw this Tosfos. We saw a piece of Gemara that says, if you have min dogon, and you didn't make it into pas, so what's the bracha there? So one moment, what's the difference between the chita that we're talking about, and the min dogon on our base where the bracha is alamichim? It says there, what is min dogon? Min dogon is grain. And it says that the grain is, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's actually benching, but according to the Chachamim, it is alamichya. So there is a bracha me'achas me'ein sholish. Albeit not al ha'adoma va'al pri ha'adoma, but there's a bracha achas me'ein sholish. In fact, maybe that's what the Gemara means. Have a look again at the top line of the Gemara Noma base. What does it say? Min dogon v'loy osa pas. Very top line. If you have a grain which you did not make into bread, so Rabbi Gamliel says sholish brachas. Okay, we don't pass like that. V'chachomim oimrim bracha achas. What does bracha achas mean? Or maybe alo adoma v'al pri adoma. But it certainly says that it's not Baruch Nefashos. And it can't be Ala Michya because L'chayra, we're talking about Chita, which is Ha'adamah. So L'chayra, what does the Gemara mean? Al Ha'adamah Val Pri Adamah. So even though we had two proofs that seem to suggest that you don't make the bracha over here, L'chayra, we have a proof that you do. So Tosfos says no.
Doesn't Rabbi in times view the fact that it was lo shchiach, the override that the fact that
lo yashkech am potato, but we still need to deal with this brisa. Fine. V'had ka'oma, that which we said that kol shu min dogon v'lo yosei pas, etc., etc. V'chachomim mayim bracha achas mi'ein sholosh. And it says quite clearly the chachomim make a bracha of what? Of bracha achas me'in sholosh, says Tosfos. Mayri, do you know what that's talking about?
Dice.
Davdino ke'en dice, as we mentioned on our base, that you made it into into a type of porridge. De chashiva oz achilosoi. Because then the eating becomes more choshev. Why does it become more choshev? Because you've made it into a whole porridge. Then there will be a bracha achas me'en sholosh. Avol hakoseis es hachito chai. What does chai mean?
Raw.
Deloy chashiva achilosei kolkach. Where the achila is not so choshev. Afal gav dehi min chameshes aminim. I'll give it to you, even though it is one of the five grains which normally do promote its chashivas, but not when it's raw. Then einoy mevorich la'acharav bracha me'in sholosh eloboire nefoshis abis. So therefore, says Tosfos, the bracha would not be bracha achas me'in sholosh, it would be boire nefoshis, Daisa would be different because you've made it into a whole chashav. It's already a whole meal. It's not just plain chita. But Bairi, ala adoma val pri adoma, at the moment Tosis is saying there's no such bracha. Now, says Tosis in conclusion, I must be honest. Umiu oimer hari. We mentioned until this point the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who retracted from this old bracha. Do you know what the Ri says? Sheyesh lesapek. That actually we have a suffik. What's our suffik? Shemo chachomim kailile. Kaili means is they included. Maybe the chachomim included bahahi in that line of min dogon v'loy osay pas v'chachomim oimrim brocha achas me'en sholosh. Maybe it is included after all. You're telling me that what does that line mean? It refers only to Daisa. The Ri said, I'm sorry, as far as I'm concerned, it's a sophic. Maybe plain chita is also included in that line. Remember, that line is very vague. What does it say in that line? Min dogon, not made into bread, brocha achas mein sholish. It doesn't say anything necessarily that it's made into dice, and it doesn't say what the brocha achas mein sholish is. Maybe it means al adoma, al pri adoma. So you, Rabbeinu Tam, initially held of adoma, and then you retracted. I, the Gemara says of Eid min dogon, etc., etc. You said that's talking about dice. Who says? The Ri had a suffix. The Ri said, I'm sorry, I could take this either way. Could go either way. It might very well be that what was meant in this line was indeed chita, even though it was not daisa. In which case, we're back to square one. We're back to square one. If you want to know which after bracha do you make on chita, plain, if it's chita daisa, what's the halacha? It's definitely alamicha, that's before Rosh Gemara. But if it's plain chita, says the Ri, could go either way. I don't see any clear proof. Well, you can't leave me in limbo because what do I do if I eat it? Says the Ri, avoid the shayla. V'nochoin lahachmir. Therefore, best would be to be machmir she'ein lechoil kloyois. Oichitim shlukois, do not eat grain or cooked wheat. Elo betoich hasuuda, never eat it by itself. Only eat it as part and parcel of the suda. Shaz berkas hamozain poitraton, because then berkas hamozain would certainly exempt it, and if you've avoided the sofik, unless. Unless it became very nicely dissolved, so if you would cook it to the extent that it becomes daisa, well then you don't have to do this Birkas Hamazon trick. You can eat it plain, and what would be the bracha then? Alamichya, no question about it. But as long as it hasn't become fully fledged daisa, you just cooked it a bit, then says the Ri, as far as I'm concerned, it's a suffix. And therefore, it's best avoided. I cannot come to a conclusion. I have no conclusion. Tafal loch al ma'isa, only eat it as part of the meal. You make berkas hamazon, that way you avoid the shayla. It says, Tosis, the final line, will be Yerushalmi, so too in the Gemara Yerushalmi. Also, you'll see there that yesh, shegam ha'amiroyim, they were also amiroyim hoyim sapokim. They were also mistapik about it. The Ri Sofek actually turns out to be a Sofek amongst the Amoraim. In Yerushalmi to Omar, because it says there, Hodein, not Hadin, Hodein means this one. The Ochel Soiles, this one, this person who eats Soiles, which is flour, Pirush Kloyois, Mai Mavorech Besoifa. What does he make a bracha at the end? Ah! This is precisely the shayla that we've been discussing. Finally, we've discovered Yerushalmi that actually asks the question straight out. What is the after bracha? What does it say? Rabbi Yirmiyama, loy, ochlis, soilis, minyoma, etc., etc. Best is not eat it. Not eat it. In other words, the re sophic turns out to be a sophic already amongst Amoraim. So according to Rabbeinu Tam edited the whole thing, he says no such bracha, and as far as he was concerned, it was definitely Bayre Mine Nefashis. Bayre Nefashis. Bayre Nefashis. But the Ri has a suffix. The Ri has a suffix and says, I'm sorry, I'm not so convinced that it would be Bayre Nefashis, and the Ri holds that it might well be that it is Bracha Achas Mein Shoresh. Which one would it therefore be? Be Al Ha'adoma V'Al Pri Ha'adoma. We would have to, by the way, deal with the initial proofs of Tosfos. Very strange that we've never found this bracha mentioned anywhere. So to in our brayse about koisus is achita, it doesn't say there that you make an after bracha achas mein shalosh. In fact, the first mention of bracha achas mein shalosh is only at the end with regard to baking and cooking and emprusus kayomis, etc., etc., etc. That does present a difficulty. That does seem to point us in which direction? In the direction of Rabbeinu Tam, i.e., there was no such bracha. Okay, apparently the Ri was not so moved by those proofs, and he says, I have a perfect solution, I have a wonderful strategy, I would remove the back wheels, and I would give a bash to the horses, and it would move forward. 3 minutes, he'd be out of the mud. Wow, 3 minutes, tremendous. He goes to the second candidate and says, tell me, if you wanted to become the royal chariot driver, what would be if you got stuck in mud? He says, no, I would never do what the first person would do. I wouldn't remove the back wheels, I'd remove the front wheels. And then try and get the horses to jump, and then move forward. A minute and a half, I'd have you out of the mud. Terrific. And he says to the third one, fine. Well, what's your strategy for getting out of mud? What would you do if we got stuck into mud? And he says, I have no idea. No, I have no way of getting out. Well, he says, well, quite frankly, he said, why did you propose yourself as the royal chariot driver? He says, I'll be very honest, because I have no strategy of getting out of the mud, I'll be extra careful never to get stuck in the mud in the first place. Oh, he says, right, you're the man, you get the job. So therefore, that's what the Ri is telling us. Don't get stuck in the mud in the first place, avoid the shaila, have a bread-based meal, that way you're going to bench anyway. Birkas HaMozon, and that would necessarily exempt the bracha of on the chita as well. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Next time we have to see the bottom Tosfos. Mitz Hashem. Like I said, we're trying to learn every Tosfos Mitz Hashem. And then we'll keep on going on this two dots, from the two dots.